stuffed waffles, smoked salmon egg Benedict, bagels and lox, plus new items weekly. Taste something great at the library.
Nothing beats the fresh taste of Budweiser Draft. It's more than just love at first pint. It's five generations of brewing expertise. It's the best way to enjoy the quintessential American lager. From the brewery to the bar, from the keg to your glass, it's the smooth taste you expect and the quality our brewmasters demand. Brewed the hard way by real people with real passion for an unmistakable crisp finish every time. No shortcuts, no imperfections, no barrel left behind. This is Budweiser, the way it's meant to be enjoyed. So don't just settle for whatever's on tap. Make it the fresh taste of America's smoothest beer. Beechwood Aged Budweiser Draft. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Nice little play from Artemi Panarin. And congratulations to Tanner Carroll, his first goal in the National Hockey League. And that's some time. Quick little fake goes under Corey Schneider, but here's the pass. Wait. Schneider down, and Hawks got some life here.
Tanner Carroll's first career goal in the NHL. He joins us here on the phone, former Husky. Good morning, Tanner. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Derek. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. A lot of firsts here in the last couple of weeks for you, and I know that one was a big one. As usual, you don't do a big celebration or anything, which is always kind of cool, I think. But congratulations on the goal. That had to feel pretty good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it felt pretty good. Hope it was at a better time of the game, you know, losing, but to get the first one, it was pretty amazing, but, you know, just hopefully can go from there now.
Hey, Tanner, it's Coach here. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Coach. How are you?
Good. So tell everybody what you did with the puck. Where's the puck?
Well, our PR guys kept it, and they took our photo, and they're going to have it framed and give it to me later on. So
you didn't even get to sleep with it that night then, eh?
Nope, I got to hold it for about 5 minutes, and that was about it.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tanner. And just so you know, we're very proud of you. And, you know, regardless if you're in the NHL or not, I mean, there's a reason you're there, I tell people. And you're a great example for not only our team and our players, but for a lot of players that aspire to play at that level. So very proud. Congrats. And I'm sure that's the first of many goals for you.
Oh, thank you.
Coach or Tanner, what going from the locker room with the Ice Hawks to going to the locker room with the Blackhawks, what's the biggest difference? What's the different? What kind of atmosphere differences are there?
Well, it's not too. I mean, they're kind of fairly similar. They try to emulate the Blackhawks as much as we can down in Rockford and try to make it as similar feeling. But you can definitely notice it's still obviously a little step up. The facilities obviously a little nicer. You got just a little more first class up there, and just sitting in a locker room with guys like Taves and Kane and Hossa and Keith, it's a pretty surreal experience.
I know you were saying that Taves has been a pretty good mentor to you early on. Who else have you kind of soaked up their experience just hanging around?
Yeah, he's definitely been the one that's been helping me out the most so far, but a lot of the older guys, it's been pretty amazing at how helpful they have been to some of us younger guys, and they're encouraging us, kind of talking stuff through. Seabrook was another one. He's been kind of chatting with me, like, seems like every morning at breakfast when we're at the rink, we kind of sit there and just ask how it's going and kind of gives me a little pointers here and there about kind of what he felt when he was younger and, like, some of the things that kind of help make the transition a little easier.
Well, Tanner, I'm sure Taves enjoyed his time when he came up to Michigan Tech. Did he make that trip up to Houghton? Does he talk about that?
Yeah, he said he made it one time, and I think they got stopped in, like, outside of Superior because of snow. So they were stranded there for a day.
Well, he's got good memories of it anyway. But Well, you know, Tanner, speaking of just when you play in the NHL, you know, coming from college hockey, just to let you know, we had that 16-hour bus ride back from Huntsville on the weekend. So tell people how the Hawks travel.
Yeah, it's a little different up here. We have a private jet that we take to all of the games. So you just go to practice, we'll have practice, kind of eat at the rink, or if, like, they'll have, like, a little snack there, and then we'll just drive over to the airport. They have a little gated off area for the private planes, and then you just go through, hop on, and find a seat and enjoy the ride.
What about practices, Tanner? Are they more enjoyable at that level, being quicker and a little bit more to the point maybe because you have so many of them?
Yeah, I enjoy them a lot just because, yeah, there are a lot of fast tempo. Since we've been here, we haven't had one more than probably 45 minutes long, and it's just, they just want that fast tempo, quick pace, transition between drills as fast, and they just want us to play as much game-like speed as possible. And so I know even, like, the first couple practices here, going from, like, our practice in Rockford to these ones in Chicago, I was kind of a little gassed early just for how quick they transition between drills and how fast they go.
Yeah, I that's a good point, Tanner. So when you take yourself back to our practices last year, is that that's the biggest thing too? I know we try to keep our practices short and with some intensity too. So what's the biggest difference from NHL practices where you don't practice as much because you have more games versus the college practice where, you know, you have the whole week to practice?
Yeah, it's a little different. We don't do as much of, like, the system stuff right now between games, so it's a lot more just quick stuff. We'll do, like, a lot of, like, breakout 3-on-2 and go down and some regroup stuff, a lot of, like, 2-on-1s, but we don't spend as much time with, like, the power play and penalty kill in practice and just kind of do that more, like, video and walkthrough, like, after the morning skate or before the game.
Yeah, we were commenting on that this morning, just you know, the power play and how, you know, even when I watched a game last night, you know, how about that? I get back from Huntsville and I get to watch hockey. So we're watching the power play last night. And I think you have a basic structure, but then there's got to be a lot of freelance off of that. And you got to watch, like, Kane and some of these guys are all over the place. So it's hard to see what they're doing. But it's good to see you get some looks on the power play. And it looks like Coach Quenneville has some confidence in you. He's playing you in a lot of different situations. So tell us how much interaction there is between players and coaches at the NHL level versus the college level.
Yeah, it's not quite as much interaction, I think, like, between games or, like, off of the ice, but once you're on the ice, you still, like, on the bench, they're interacting as much as they can. You know, the two assistant coaches will kind of give you pointers here and there, kind of show you some stuff on the board. So it was kind of very similar to what we had with you guys at Michigan Tech. They try to give us tips as much as they can during the game, but not have us overthink it too much.
Tanner, when you're out now when you were with the Ice Hogs and now in the show, how much media attention are you getting and referring to a Michigan Tech? Does that come up a whole lot at that stage of your career? Now, once you get to that level, does the media care a whole lot about where you came from other than during the broadcast? They mention it quite a bit.
Yeah, well, it seems like they're pretty interested. You know, a lot of the media there, they're usually there after every practice or before every game. So it seems like you'll get a few new media faces every day that'll be asking about it. And it's kind of amazing how many people I'll hear from that have gone to Tech, or they know people that have played at Tech, or they played college hockey and they went up to Tech. So it's pretty cool to kind of know, like, hear their stories about it and hear about the snow and trying to get up the big hill going up to the rink and getting stuck and all those experiences they've had.
Tanner Carey.